This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight as we launch into the third hour, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Do you have another name, Chris, that we don't know about?
It sounded like you were about to give somebody else's name. It
sounded like a John.
I was about to say Johnson.
Okay. Well, actually, Johnson was going to be here tonight, but I realized I double booked you guys. He'll be back with us.
Yeah, I was confused when I saw Chris come in. I was like, I thought Johnson was coming in.
He's got Johnson on the brain.
I do.
That could mean more than one thing. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the phones. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Daryl, let's talk about safe spaces.
Yes, apparently, you know, there's an organization that one would not normally associate with safe spaces that has rolled out a safe space. This actually in my old hometown where I was born and raised. Story comes from AL.com. The author begins, excited about selling your old sofa or your grandmother's dishes on Craigslist, but afraid of who might be on the other end of that transaction?
No.
Leery about delivering a large amount of cash to the woman selling an authentic designer purse on your favorite Facebook trading site. The Birmingham Police Department is stepping up to help.
Okay.
Police officials on Thursday designated the downtown headquarters on First Avenue North and the city's West Precinct as a meetup spot, a safe space, or an internet purchase exchange location. It's a move that many police departments across the country have made following high-profile crimes involving online trading deals.
Hmm.
The department is partnering with OfferUp, which is an online marketplace that I've never heard of, which has a program aimed at helping law enforcement provide safe places for community members to conduct transactions. Now, when I first heard about this, on the one hand, I understand the whole thing of, you know, like, you don't want to meet somebody in a dark alley to purchase, you know, shoes or baseball cards. But at the same time, I don't know how comfortable I am of, let's meet up at the police station.
Well, yeah, I definitely feel you on this because the police have not exactly shown themselves to be trustworthy individuals in a lot of cases. And so, of course, I would wonder if I'm actually, you know, increasing the danger of being attacked by the police by going to the police station. Now, of course, most people, I think, aren't as... I don't know if I can say most people. There are a lot of people who kind of trust the police still, despite all of the shocking things that they've done. And it actually turned out in a poll that you were relaying to us that it was the majority of Americans who still trust.
Super majority. It was like 75%.
So a shocking number, actually. I figured it would be much lower than it was. But a shocking number of Americans trust the police, even though they have, you know, had a nasty habit of arresting peaceful people for doing various different trades of, let's say, cash for flower buds, like marijuana.
Right.
That's probably one of the deals you probably would want to keep away from the police department.
Well, we had the story from Florida where somebody wound up getting arrested for money laundering for selling some Bitcoin. The guy on the one end said, I'm going to use this to buy stuff on the Silk Road.
Right.
And the other guy was like, I don't care what you're going to do with it.
I think he said he was going to buy drugs on the Silk Road, which would be
okay.
But yeah, if you're... Just as an aside, if you're selling Bitcoin to somebody and they tell you...
That was a large amount, though, too.
Whatever amount it is, if they tell you, I'm going to use this for an illegal purpose, then you need to say,
and
goodbye.
It's not just Bitcoin, it's anything. If you sell anything to somebody and they say, I'm going to do illegal things with this, Nope, sorry, I can't sell that to you.
Yeah, you want to back anymore. Out of that deal. It ain't worth it. Whatever it is that you were going to make on that transaction, not worth it, because odds are good it's an undercover cop, and you're going to go to jail.
Sergeant Brian Shelton of the Birmingham Police Department says the goal is to make sure that internet exchanges go smoothly by having signs placed in well-lit areas that are monitored by surveillance cameras and police. He said, quote, meeting people for the first time can be unsettling, especially if it's someone from the internet. With these signs and this program, we feel that we are able to provide a place where both buyers and sellers can meet that both can trust. Now, here's a question. Let's say that you start chatting somebody up on Craigslist or Backpage, and you're going to, you know, maybe meet up an escort. Could you meet them at this safe space? Would that be okay to meet the escort at the safe space?
Being an escort's legal, so I guess there's nothing the police could do about that, but it might tweak the escort out a little bit.
Right, I'm just wondering, you know, like, how safe is this safe space? Like, are as long as you're in the safe space, you can't be charged with a criminal offense because it's safe? It's supposed to be safe here.
This is just too funny.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that being around the police is a particularly safe activity. It tends to involve risk.
Next day, they're going to suggest IRS offices.
Well, right, because you want to make sure that the transaction is on the books and that you're not avoiding an income tax.
Of course.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And it does, of course, allow the police to have video footage of you doing whatever the sale was, for better or for worse. So there may be a double-sided sword here
now,
for some people.
I could think of some absolutely hilarious things that one could do just to sort of mess with the cops.
To troll them?
Yeah, so, you know, just every couple of days, meet one of your buddies and exchange lunches. So just, you know, like, here's a bag from Arby's, here's a bag from McDonald's.
Oh, that
would
so
tweak
fun
them out. Yeah, they'd wonder what was in the bags.
There's a Biggie fry and a spicy chicken sandwich.
I mean, if they're just talking about it's a section of their parking lot that has video surveillance on it, it didn't sound like they were allowing people to go inside.
Oh, allow me to give you the locations, then. I was going to skip that paragraph.
Okay.
The meeting spots at headquarters and the West Precinct are either at the front entrance or inside the lobby.
Inside. Okay, then.
Shelton said transactions at the headquarters, 1701 First Avenue North, should always be conducted during normal daytime business hours. The lobby of West Precinct on Inslee Street is open 24 hours a day, but after-hour transactions are discouraged. So, yeah, you've got to go into the lobby of the police department.
I don't think that it's a bad idea necessarily on its face. If the
to
police
meet up
were
in a
honest,
well-lit area?
Yeah, if the police were honest and trustworthy, and I don't believe that in general that they are. I'm not saying that there aren't honest cops. I think that there are. But my general belief about the police is to not trust them until they prove that they can somehow be trusted.
Right. You want a well-lit area where there's basically always going to be somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Go to a McDonald's. Those things are open 24 hours a day.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. A bank parking lot also probably has some surveillance.
Most banks are not necessarily going to be well lit after hours.
Sure. Well, and it's not a bad idea to do your transaction during the daytime. I mean, that advice from the police is good advice.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, here in New Hampshire, in the wintertime, it gets
4:00.
Dark at 4:30.
Yeah, that's true. And if somebody's just getting off of work and they want to do the deal right off work, so yeah.
McDonald's open 24 hours a day. They have lights that are turned on all the time.
Whether they have surveillance or not, who knows.
So I've actually done a transaction in a bank before.
Inside a
bank before.
What kind of transaction?
There was some money orders that were sent, and I was concerned that they weren't legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain type of fraud where basically you send more than the amount of the money order, and there's a pretty large amount, a couple thousand dollars. And
you send more than the amount of the money order or the amount of the purchase?
The person who's buying the goods, okay, sends more than the amount of the goods.
The purchase.
And then they want the rest of it back or whatever, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and I was concerned it wasn't legitimate, so I was like, we can't take this, and the person still wanted to buy thing. They weren't that far. So I was like, hey, I'll say, if you want to cash this at the bank, I'll meet you in the bank.
I want to hear the rest of the story here in moments. Was it a shady deal? We'll find out here. 855-453.
And there's a little bit more to this.
855-450-3733. And what are your thoughts on this police safe space for internet deals? Would you use it?
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
You know, I mentioned earlier the idea of libertarians moving to New Hampshire. What I would recommend if you are new to that idea, that concept, or even if you're not that new to it, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, lasts about an hour, and they just blast through 101 really awesome reasons why New Hampshire is the best place for freedom right now already, like the freest place in the United States. Why the community of libertarians here is unmatched. We touched on some of it earlier in the show. And why it's only going to get better from here on out. It's really a great movie. It's free to watch. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can find it there. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. Now,
and they should probably, after New Hampshire winds up getting constitutional carry in a couple of weeks after it goes through the House and then it has to go through a couple procedures to where goes back to the Senate for a signature and then goes to the House for a signature, then goes to the governor. They should update the 101 reasons to list constitutional carry.
It's a little easier to update a text version than the actual movie. But regardless, it's a good movie. Check it out, 101reasonsfilm.com. Obviously, over time, it's going to become more and more dated, and it is 2 years old at this point. We're going to get to your calls, but I wanted to make sure that, Chris, you had the chance to finish the story.
Sure.
This was when you were living in New Jersey.
I was.
You run thinkpenguin.com. Yep. It's a website where if you're interested in privacy, if you're interested in Linux-based computers, you ought to go check it out because you got some amazing stuff. But somebody wanted to buy some stuff from you with money orders that they sent to you.
Yep.
And you were like, I don't know about this, because they wanted cash back.
Well, no, they didn't ask for it. And they
gave you too much, though.
They gave you too much. So usually what will happen
How much more are we talking about? What was the total? What was the price? And how much did you get in addition to?
I don't remember what the numbers were, but it's irrelevant for the scam, that goes on.
All right.
And anyway, so what ends up happening is...
you thought they were fake? Like the money orders themselves?
Yeah.
Right. But, some scams are... a lot, more too good to be true than others. So, like on one sort of thing, here's a money order for $5 more. Not as much of a, luring scam as, here's a money order that's $200 more or $1,000 more.
Yeah, do you remember if it was something significant, $50, $200?
Well, no, actually, I think it wouldn't have mattered because what happens is they buy these fake money orders online for just like kind of random amounts, and then they pick the one that's closest to it out of the pile. I think that's what the scam is. So then the money, and there's no way to really like verify money orders. You can even go into a post office or whatever and try and cash it. But, you end up still being held liable for it or something when it comes back. So, even though it's a postal money order, it's just terrible. Any kind of checks or money orders.
Now, fakes, are they just good print jobs, or do they actually fake the security features?
They can do the whole thing, I believe.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah,
a lot of money orders will have, a heat signature or some other kind of micro printing or whatever.
So, ultimately, what I did was... the funny thing about this was she sounded like an uneducated person who would not be buying this product.
Okay, so you talked to the person on the phone after getting the money orders and said...
And she really wanted this laptop.
And it was your idea to meet up?
I believe so, because my concern was the money order was fake.
Right.
So I said, we're not that far away from each other. I'll meet you halfway if you really want to get this. And we met halfway at the bank, and I said, you can just go in and cash it. And she went in and cashed it, and she gave me the money, and we... parted ways. She got her computer. It turned out she was just a very old. She was an older Jewish lady, like 80-year-old Jewish lady. And what I was hearing was not her being uneducated. It was her,
an accent.
As you get older, certain facilities begin to go, and that's what it was. But I didn't know that. I didn't hear, it's hard to hear. So I'm not good at picking up that kind of stuff over the phone. Yeah. I just know something was off.
Interesting.
And it wasn't my normal customer. And all of this kind of sent up red flags. So, it was a very interesting experience.
That's interesting that I didn't know you could just take a money order into the bank and that they would cash that. Was it the originating bank?
No, it was the bank that she drew it on.
Okay.
It was the originating bank.
So it was a cashier's check, not a money order.
Yeah, it was. Okay. I think it was a cashier. It must have been a cashier's check, I guess, because it would be a bank then.
Got it.
But yeah.
All right.
I think some banks do issue money orders as well.
Maybe. I've never seen it, but...
I'm not 100% positive myself, but I know it, whether it's a money order or a cashier's check, it doesn't make much
difference. All right, now there's more to the story. We're going to get to that here in a moment, because some good advice about how to do online transactions.
Yeah, just ends with some good advice from the police sergeant.
All right, we're going to get into that here in a moment, because I think it is an interesting topic, the idea of these police safe spaces, and I hate that term, monitored spaces.
They call it safe zones. I just think it's funny to say safe space, because I know that, you know, it winds up getting some people all up in arms because that word triggers them.
Let's talk to Andy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hi. Hey. I had called in about this a while ago, and you all said I should call back when there was a development. I was arrested for gathering petition signatures to place the Libertarian Party on the ballot in Arkansas.
Oh, boy.
This arrest took place in April of 2015. I was gathering signatures at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. And I had actually worked on libertarian petition drives there prior to that. The first time I was at that particular campus was in 2013, and they never gave me any problems. I went back there in, or I'm sorry, 2011. I went back there in 2013, and they hassled me and told me I had to stand in a free speech zone, which cut me off from talking to a lot of people. I contacted the ACLU of Arkansas, and they actually responded, and they got in touch with the college and told them that I had the right to go anywhere on the campus, you know, as long as I wasn't, you know, blocking a door or interfering with a class. And anyway, the college wouldn't back down. They continued to say that I had to stand in the free speech zone. And so what happened is I ended up leaving Jonesboro, and I just went back to Little Rock. And anyway, so I went back there in 2015. And I had thought, you know, maybe there would be problems, but I knew that in between then there had been some court cases in other states where colleges had lost, you know, for doing the exact same thing, that they had declared that, you know, free speech zones on college campuses were unconstitutional, and that you did have a right to engage in First Amendment activities there, including petition signature gathering. So anyway, I went back there, and I was accosted by the police, and this time they didn't tell me I had to stand in a free speech zone. They said I couldn't go anywhere on the campus.
Okay.
And so I tried to explain what I was doing. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't listen to anything. They wouldn't read any papers, you know, that I had legal papers that I carried with me. And they wrote me out a trespass citation. And I said, okay, I'll leave, but I'm going to show this trespass citation to an attorney. And if an attorney says that it's an illegal trespass citation, I may return to the campus to collect signatures at a future date.
Stand by, Andy. I want to hear the whole story and get your update on it. So stick with us. We're going to come back to you. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us as well. Should you be able to petition on a college campus? Of course you should. Is it free speech? 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her four-seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can do your online shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live at the same time. You get the stuff you want from sites like Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You're paying the same price you would otherwise pay. You're getting the same great selection. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of what Amazon would normally keep for themselves. It's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just go start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Andy on the line with us in Pennsylvania. He says he was arrested while on a college campus doing some petitioning for the Libertarian Party in Arkansas. And Andy, you had a little bit of history on the campus. You'd been there before. You'd been left alone, but ultimately they ended up coming after you and basically saying that they didn't want you there. Go ahead with more of your story.
Yes. Okay. So I showed they gave me the trespass citation. I said, I think this is an illegal trespass citation. I'm going to show it to an attorney. And if the attorney concurs that it's an illegal trespass citation, I may return to the campus to gather petition signatures at a future date.
Okay.
And shortly after that, they grabbed me without warning. And they bent my wrists back in a position to, if they kept bending, they would have broke my wrist.
Oh, wow.
They put handcuffs on me, and they put me in the back of the patrol car and took me to jail. And I sat in jail for almost 2 days, and they charged me with trespassing, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and making terrorist threats.
What?
Yes. All the charges were fabricated. And anyway, the petition drive ended in around the first week of May, and they scheduled court appearances for me, and I ended up sitting in Arkansas for like 2 months because they kept giving me these court appearances. Now, they dropped the trespassing charge before I got out of jail, but they were charging me with the other three offenses, and so anyway, they kept jerking me around with these court appearances where I'd go into court, sit there, and then they just give me a paper and tell me to come back another date. So this went on for 2 months.
Now, you're calling from Pennsylvania. Did you say you were living in Arkansas at the time?
No. I traveled there to work on the Libertarian Party petition drive.
So they were just basically screwing with you, knowing that you didn't live in the area and giving you demands that you come to court.
Yes. Because they knew I had an out-of-state license.
Right.
So they ended up giving me another court appearance like a few months after this, and I was in a different state at the time, and I had to drive 400 miles to come back to Arkansas, and the same thing happened. I came into court, sat there for about 5 minutes, and they gave me a piece of paper that said come back, you know, another date that was a few months later. Okay, so then a few months
later. Were they also offering you plea deal offers during this whole time?
No. It was very bizarre. I didn't get offered any plea deals.
That's interesting.
Anyway, they kept postponing it. They postponed it. Then they postponed it again. Then they postponed it again. This was over a period of like months. And then it was September of this year. Or, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, September last year, 2016. They dropped two more of the charges. That was the disorderly conduct and the resisting arrest. And then they said I had to come back in November.
So at that point, all you had was the terroristic threat charge?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then they dropped that charge. That was dropped around sometime in October or November. And so all the charges have been dropped now. So the whole thing was just, you know, fictional. You know, they made the whole thing up.
Wow.
And and I had plenty of witnesses, including all the people who had signed my petition that day. I made copies of it. So, I had witnesses that could have been subpoenaed if necessary. So anyway, now I would like to sue them.
Mm.
It's difficult. The system is set up to where it's difficult for the average person to do anything.
Sure is. Yep, you need an attorney.
In particular, if you don't regularly reside in the state or the area where the incident occurred, and you're trying to do it long distance.
Yeah, it's very hard. Now, you're looking for an attorney, or what's going on with the ACLU down there?
Yeah, I've called some attorneys. I found one who might be willing to take the case. I had another situation like that, like this happened several years prior, and I was talking to attorneys that wanted me to front them a bunch of money before they would do anything. You know, they're like, okay.
That always makes me suspicious. I feel like if the attorney thinks it's a good case, they should take it on. What's the term? Not speculation, but contingency. Thank you. Yeah, on contingency. That's what I believe about it. I just feel like an attorney that's like, yeah, give me a bunch of money and I'll take your case is probably not someone who's really a believer in the case.
Here's the problem, though. A lot of attorneys, number one, don't deal with this type of law.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, some of them are actually afraid to take on the police. And then number three.
Oh, yeah, they are. Well, I wonder why. They know what they do.
Yeah. No, this is true. It's absolutely true. There, this happened to a friend of mine who the cops in Florida searched his car with a drug dog at 2 a.m, found nothing. But the drug dog like tore up the carpets in the car, tore up the seats and like scratched the paint job and just really messed his car up. And he went around to attorneys in Sarasota, Florida, where I lived, and tried to find one that was willing to sue the police. Not a single one was willing to take the case.
I'm surprised the ACLU isn't jumping all over this.
Well, yeah. So what's going on with the ACLU? Because you said you'd already reached out to them previously.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get in touch with them again. But I've had situations. I've only been arrested petitioning. I've done a lot of petitioning, and I've been threatened numerous times, but I've only been arrested twice. And the other time I got arrested was in Maryland, and I did get some assistance from the ACLU to get the charge dropped, which it was, but the ACLU, in terms of suing for damages, they were like, oh, well, you know, our main mission is not to sue for damages, it's to enact policy change, and if the police say, if they say they're going to enact a policy change, then we would like you to not sue them, and, you know, if you're determined to sue them, then we suggest that you seek your own counsel. And so
they might be willing to give you recommendations. A lot of attorneys will be willing to recommend other attorneys. There's also a group called FIRE, which will generally not help non-students, as I've discovered, because I actually approached them when we got banned. But FIRE is a group that is about free speech on campus. And at the very least, again, they
approached FIRE, and they told me the same thing, that they only deal if you're an actual student.
But would they be able to give a recommendation? I'm not saying they would take the case, but, you know, do they know some attorneys who might be interested would be the question I would ask.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, like I said, I've talked to somebody recently who sounds like they might be interested, so I'm hoping they'll take it. Now, if they don't, I still want to do this. I'm wondering about the prospects of suing them myself
on your own,
or, you know, maybe if I could raise money and to help cover my expenses, you know, for the case.
I don't know. I would
any idea what the filing fee would be on such a case?
Well, if you sue in federal court, there's a $400 filing fee. So the filing fee isn't that much. My bigger concern, if I was doing this myself, would be just the having to get back and forth to Arkansas, the transportation issue. Yeah.
Plus all of the procedural stuff to make sure that, you know, you're filing things in triplicate that need to be in triplicate, and, you know, sextuplet what needs to be sextuplet, because they make you spend a lot of money on printing things. We need 7 copies of this just because.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to be dedicated to file a suit for something like this, and I hope you can pull it off, Andy. Good luck. Let us know how it goes, and thanks for the story tonight and the update. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, it'd be great if we just had attorneys coming out of the woodwork who wanted to sue the state, but they are hard to find.
Yes.
It's hard to win. That's just how it is. That's right. It is hard to win as well, because, you know, even with John Meyer, who's like the super attorney who's helped us out so many times here, you know, when I've talked to him about countersuing, he's been like, yeah, probably not going to win, so he doesn't want to do it. It's free talk
live. And they have to take liability.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours.
Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. Whether it's the Donald Trump scene, which we talked at the beginning of the show, or petitioning on college campuses, the safe space provided by police in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll come back to that discussion here in moments. You can talk about anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check more Daryl out over at his website, libertylobby.info. That is where you can learn more about his liberty lobbying efforts, which have kicked into high gear here in 2017. The first full year of your liberty lobby existence has basically begun.
Yes.
And we just completed week three, or we are completing week three here tonight. I've got video, and I'll be working on that this weekend. That video will end up over at both Liberty Lobby.info and freekeen.com, so keep your eyes peeled for that. If you want to see what it's like when a principled, liberty-minded person, or two or three of them, get in front of the state government, in front of the state representatives, and testify, then you can do that. We actually had some great success this week. Now, it wasn't you who got on TV, but Heather, our Thursday night co-host, she went up with us on one of the days, and she actually went to the cannabis hearings, where you and I were like, we're not going to go to the cannabis
hearings. Those things are packed.
Right.
And there are other bills that, you know, I'm not going to say are more important, but there are other bills that nobody is going to show up to testify one way or the other on.
Whereas if you were to go to
important for committees to hear on.
Where if you were to go to the cannabis bill, all you would end up saying is everything everyone else had already said.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. You know, it doesn't make any sense for as far as you to being the most effective lobbyist to go
Correct.
To. But she, this was like her second time ever at the State House, and so she went to those bills. Now, I didn't ever go in there, so I don't know how packed it was, but she said there weren't as many people as she thought there would be. She ended up waiting for a while and speaking, and news media was there covering those conferences or those hearings, and so they actually zeroed in on her because, you know, she's an attractive young lady.
Yes, she
and,
is.
And, you know, well-spoken. So she gave her opinion about the medical cannabis. We have medical cannabis here in New Hampshire since 2012, but it took them 4 years to actually implement it, and
right.
now they're actually proposing widening the list of maladies that one could use medical cannabis for. So there's good proposals on the table.
So things like adding opiate addiction, adding fibromyalgia, changing the
PTSD.
And to an or. And that doesn't sound like a huge change, but it is, because currently you are required to have a diagnosis of one of these things and have at least one or more of the following symptoms. By changing the and to an or, you would need either a diagnosis or one or more symptoms.
Which is huge. Yes. Is a huge possible change. And so she went there to testify on those, ended up being interviewed by two mainstream media organizations. A union leader, the main major newspaper in New Hampshire, interviewed her. She appeared in a newspaper article about that. And also WMUR, which is the ABC News television affiliate here in New Hampshire, also interviewed her, and she got on television. So just showing up to one of these hearings, not only will you have the chance to influence the state representatives who are watching you speak, but you also might attract the attention of news media who want to interview you further about what it was you had to say. So you end up having a much larger effect than you really even thought you could on the day that you showed up at one of these things. So I haven't done it yet, but she did send us the links to those, Daryl, and I have it on my to-do list to go ahead and put that up as a blog post.
Nice.
Just kind of show that off.
You know what stands out in my mind is there was the one politician lady on the committee that we went to for on Bitcoins, and She said, I didn't realize how important of an issue this was, or something along those lines. And I thought that was hilarious.
So libertylobby.info, that's where you can go to help Daryl support his efforts, help him pay for the gasoline to get up there and maybe buy a meal or two or something like that. So libertylobby.info will keep you in the loop as to how this continues to develop. Now, let's see here. There was something else that I wanted to throw in here, which was Calexit. Since we were talking with a petition gatherer, he had gotten arrested down in Arkansas. The latest on Calexit, the idea of California leaving the United States. Backers of a proposed constitutional amendment, and this according to SACB, the Sacramento Bee, seeking California's secession from the United States, can begin collecting voter signatures to qualify for the 2018 ballot, according to the Secretary of State's office yesterday. The so-called Calexit movement emerged within days of the upset presidential victory of Republican Donald Trump. Not true. The movement to leave the United States, the Calexit movement, had been around for a number of years prior to Donald Trump. It just got a lot of press coverage after Donald Trump got elected.
Correct. So the Yes California started as six Californias
where they wanted
several
to split
years
it.
Ago. They wanted to split California into six states.
Right.
Once they were unable to successfully get the requisite number of petitions for that, it became Yes California. And you're correct. It started, before Trump's election, but it didn't really get the news until Trump's election.
Now, this is interesting. Apparently, there was a recent Reuters Ipsos poll that was conducted that the Sacramento Bee also reported on last week that showed that nearly one out of three Californians support withdrawing from the United States. Now, again, I would say that's a good starting point. If one in three people are right now supporting secession,
definitely.
Can you persuade the other third to, weigh in and support it? I mean, it's a tough call, but...
Right, and, do you really need to persuade another 20%? Because what they're asking on this Calexit thing...
is to vote on it.
Right. The petition that they're circulating is, should we have a referendum question on the November ballot in 2018? If that gets a majority, then in the spring of 2019 is when there's the actual vote.
And that would be a special election, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Meaning only the people most interested would come out and vote for
Yes.
it.
Interesting.
Proponents have until July 25th to collect 585,407 valid voter signatures to qualify for the November ballot. The proposed measure would strike language from the California Constitution defining the state as, quote, an inseparable part of the United States of America, and the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It would strike that. If it passed, there would be a statewide special election in March of 2019 to ask voters if they want California to become an independent country. country. State campaign finance records show that, yes, California has opened a fundraising committee, but has not reported any contributions. Besides the measure's long odds of qualifying for the ballot, let alone passing at the polls, any effort by California to leave the United States would require an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, likely, that would require approval by two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of the states.
And again, that's kind of speculation because nobody really knows.
It's never been tried. Yeah.
Well, the last time secession was tried was the 1860s,
right.
And
that's changed.
Abe Lincoln wound up, sending in the troops to prevent that from happening. And there are some people that blame James Buchanan. They're like, oh, well, Buchanan was the president when the state seceded, so it's his fault that there was the war. How is it the fault of the guy that did not start the war that a war happened?
But we're going to follow this as closely as we can here on Free Talk Live. I am very excited about Calexit, and I really wish them the best of luck. Now, let's change gears quickly back to your story, Daryl, about the safe spaces to do internet deals in real life provided by Birmingham Police. There was some good advice that you wanted to share at the end of the story.
Yes, good advice from Sergeant Brian Shelton of Birmingham Police. He says, even with good lighting and cameras, it's always best to meet up during daytime hours. Mm-hmm. Technology should not be a substitute for caution or sound judgment.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. That said, though, would I use the police parking lot to do a deal?
Police lobby.
Oh, the police
in
lobby.
The case of the West Precinct.
I mean, I guess if it was like a high-dollar deal, but even then, the police might be like, what's all that money for? What are you doing? Start asking questions.
Where'd you get that money?
Asset forfeiture.
Yeah.
How safe is this safe space?
That's the thing. Like, if you could trust the police, then it would be fine. If all the police were really doing on a daily basis was going after murderers and rapists and robbers, then I would be okay with it. But because the police are so dastardly in a lot of cases and so deceptive, because police in a lot of cases are allowed to lie to you.
Yes.
I can't trust them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say I like the idea.
Yeah.
I wish it was run by a private organization.
Mm.
And like they're incentivized to steal?
The police.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, we're out of time here tonight. Check out more of Chris at thinkpenguin.com, Daryl at libertylobby.info, and of course, Free Talk Live online anytime at freetalklive.com. Go collect it. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.